Russell held several jobs for Walker when Walker was Milwaukee County executive, and the two men also worked on many Republican political efforts. Russell faces two felony charges and one misdemeanor for allegedly embezzling money from campaign funds for two county supervisor candidates and from an event honoring military veterans. After a preliminary court hearing, Assistant Milwaukee DA Bruce Landgraf says he thinks he presented enough evidence for the case against Russell to continue.
We simply showed that the bank records supported the allegations in the criminal complaint. And then we also showed that neither of the individuals who was associated with these two organizations consented to these transfers.
Inside the courtroom, Russell's attorneys asked that the felony charges be reduced to misdemeanors and then dismissed due to the statute of limitations. Court Commissioner Barry Slagle denied the requests.
Because facially what I listened to was the fact that there was money that was for one noteworthy and highly admirable purpose that had funds that ended up in his personal account without any documentation either found at the search warrant or in any other formal document that allowed the transfer for his own personal funds.
Slagle set an arraignment date for Russell for February 16th, at which time Russell may formally enter a plea. Unless there's a deal reached by then, TV news crews pursued Russell through courthouse hallways, probably not an image Governor Walker would want to see repeated during a recall election campaign. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.